Now that brings us to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and we have now the conversion of Cornelius, a Roman centurion who's a son of Japheth. Now, let's look at this. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. Now, you'll recall that up through this area, Paul had gone, and the apostles had gone preaching the gospel up the coast. And you go from Joppa, you go up from there. Well, Tel Aviv is really a part of old Joppa. And then you come on up, and the next place would be Caesarea. That is, of any size. And so there was a centurion in Caesarea. Now, that's the place where Pilate stayed. It was really a Roman city. It was built there, and the governor and those who rule that land stayed there. Now, this man Cornelius is a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. Now, we are told certain things about him here. He was a devout man. That's first. That means his worship was rightly directed. He had a recognition of a dependence upon that which was divine. Now, to him, it was God's. He was a pagan. And he had a devotion and a deep conviction. That could well be true, you see, of a pagan. You sometimes wish some Christians today had more devotion and conviction. Now, the second thing is said here, a devout man and one that feared God. Now, that means that he was not a proselyte in the strict sense of the term. He would be called that one of the gate. That is, we would say today, he's a man that lives in the neighborhood, that attends the church on Easter Sunday and at Christmas time. He is one that is friendly toward the church, but he's not a Christian. This would be this man here. He feared God. Now, the third thing, it says, he gave much alms to the people. Now, he gave much alms. And the nation Israel has always laid great stress upon giving. God had taught them that, you see, back in the Old Testament. Instead of, by the way, giving a tenth, a tithe, I think it's obvious from the Mosaic system that they gave 3/10. You see, they gave for the running of the government, because it was a theocracy at the beginning. Then they gave to the temple. Then they gave a tenth of everything that they produce. So that they have been a generous people. And many of these eleemosynary foundations today, charitable foundations today, were established by Jews, by the way. And there's no people that are giving today as this nation is giving to the nation of Israel. They are very generous in that connection. You remember, the Lord Jesus said to this young man, sell what you have, give to the poor, follow me. You see, the riches of that young man was standing in his way of coming to God, even under the Mosaic system. He could say, I keep the law. He didn't do this and he didn't do the other thing, but he failed to do the thing that he should have done, even under the law. And that blocked the way. And he'd have to get over that hurdle before he could come to Christ, you see. And a great many folk today put something ahead of Christ. It doesn't necessarily have to be riches. It can be a business. It can be a sin. It can be a habit. It can be actually a loved one that we put ahead. Now, the fourth thing that is said about Cornelius, he prayed to God. Now, he took his needs to God. He needed to have more light. He just didn't have light, but he prayed. But he didn't know much about prayer, by the way.